My daughter, Mary Andrew Grundy, and everything, I think they would be really impressed in seeing today. Thank you so much, everyone. So, it's kind of for me to share the message today. So, here it is. Lord, we adore your breeds. We thank you that you work with it. Let's take a track. Let's look at what's going on around our world. Right now, there are now in this country 2,400 food banks. There are approximately 1,300 McDonald's. So there's more food banks than there are McDonald's. And we're reported that people go to food banks aren't just those you normally expect, where you have professionals, working people, who are struggling now with things like the cost of heating. That's gone up. That's gone up approximately 45%. So if your yearly bill is £100, you pay £145. If your yearly bill is £300, you will now pay £435. So that's an issue. So it's really important to start thinking how we can support, but we're a small church. Okay, so we identify those people. And The Economist, the book today is called Remember, Remember. Not the 5th of September, it's Remember. All right. Now, in The Economist, one of the leading articles there is, Are Rules for Losers? I'm a teacher, can say losers. Are Rules for Losers? Right? The government changes the rules this way and that so they can get away with things, so it appears. It's the world that we're living in. So they break rules, internal, external. Ignore Parliament, put in a committee that is the majority of their own party. So it seems to have a whiff of, we're the masters now, so you just do what we tell you. This is the world we appear to live in. Cricket. Never really understood cricket. LBW, all those good things. But there's a case at the moment for Yorkshire Club. And they're going through some independence review. This case has been highlighted for 3 years now. And it's only come to public knowledge because a black politician got involved. This is an issue around racism. Why is it taking so long? Other thing you'll be aware of, yesterday was Guy Fawkes Night. Lots of fireworks anyway. Which is great, unless you have a dog. Really scared of the sounds. However, the other thing that came up was, I'll just say these words and those of you who know this will know, John and Johannes. Alright, so same-sex couple, dancing on Strictly, doing the rumba. It's the world we're living. No comment. Art, an expression, breaking down barriers. Some were saying that expresses the beauty of humanity. You know, and we're all for social, we need to be for social justice. We need to understand that. On a social level, people love each other and they're in a relationship and one dies, then that other person should get the pension or the will and the belongings of that other person. But that's the world we live. So, fantastic. What else? We're encouraged to get our COVID boosters. Yeah, 100,000 people potentially. Yeah, still need to get that. More recently, COP 16, 100,000 people protested yesterday to say that they don't think it's going far enough. The world we live in, what are we going to do? On a more personal note, I grew up in the in the 70s and the 80s, in the 60s, just okay, and right, and Terrence Wilson, you might know him as Astro UB40. He wrote a song, "I am the one in ten, even though I don't exist," something like that. Yeah, nobody knows. I ain't got no time. A statistical reminder of a world that doesn't care. He wrote that, right? But yeah, he died, 64. Just yesterday. Yeah. And for those older amongst us, we know Lionel Blair, who's 92. He died yesterday too. Yeah, so it's all current news. So we live in a pluralistic society, okay, where it looks like to get on, you've got to have your own agenda, and you throw mud at others, and then you'll be okay. That's how I read the world at the moment. All right? I don't know. So thank you for taking the time. I don't know. Thank you for taking the time to be here, to listen. But voluntary workers, sometimes, voluntary workers report things like, we talked about the food banks earlier. Yeah, I've got a whole half an hour, so I'm going to do this. Right, voluntary workers, sometimes they say, like there's a scheme, for example, where they approach the supermarkets and the food that's wasted, they will go in and say, look, we can make use of that, which is a really good policy. And then people then approach them and then say, okay, oh, we need this, we need this, and then they'll give it to them, which is excellent. Sharing, this is a very Christian ideal. But what's been noted is that some people who may be wealthy or appear wealthy will exploit the system and say, oh, what have you got? This and this and this. I'll take it all. Okay, and this happens actually. So, what does that mean? So we're not to throw up the baby with the bathwater, it still needs to continue, but we need to be aware that there are those who would exploit the system. Okay, but with this stuff going on. Yeah, I mean, we'll go into it. In the past, for example, when I was at school, free school meals, if you had free school meals, you used to have a little ticket. Next. Ticket for those who were a bit ashamed of sitting attached to it. So they changed that. But in those days, people, they have to come to your house to see how you're living, and then if they thought you deemed it, then you got it. Okay, now, not that I'm a proponent of that, but I'm just saying the difference between those things. We mentioned Boris and Owen Paterson and him changing the rules around that. Yeah, I think I've covered, this is all the current news that I can think of. So, yeah, okay. So, with this in mind, there are things that we need to remember and think about. So let's turn now. All would be forsaken if we didn't have the scriptures. So let's have a word on this. Let's look at 2 Peter chapter 1. Let's see what that says. And I was really grateful, by the way, for Ambassador's message last week. Really powerful. Mm-hmm. About the Spirit. Mm-hmm. And allowing the Spirit to do its work in our lives. We continue to do that. 2 Peter. Okay. Um, Oh, there you go. Right, Second Peter, a favourite for many people, but it reads, remember, remember. So, his divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and goodness. Through these, he has given us his very great and precious promises, so that through them you may participate in the divine nature and escape the corruption in the world caused by evil desires. For this reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness knowledge, and to knowledge self-control, and to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, and to godliness brotherly and sisterly kindness also. Okay, for if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Remember, remember. But if anyone does not have them, then he's short-sighted and blind and has forgotten that he has been cleansed of his past sins. Therefore, my brothers, therefore, my brothers, be all the more eager to make your calling and election sure. For if you possess these things, you will never fall, and you will receive a rich welcome into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Rich words, we speak of our time. Now, I'm going to, if we go to, I'm going to show you a little clip. Don't know if you mind, I could do that. I thought I might do it that way. I'll show you a quick clip. It's on Luke 16. It will come up on the screen, so those of you online will see it as well. 1 second. I've got the letters out.
Alright, it's better this way. Here it is.
Zephyrus come down and cool me off by dipping his finger in cool water and putting it on my tongue. I want to be relieved of all this pain that I am going through.
Abraham spoke to the rich man.
During your lifetime, you received many good things, while on the other hand, Lazarus received nothing but suffering. This was because of no fault of his, but he did. And you did nothing to help him out. Also, there's too much distance between Lazarus and you. It is impossible for Lazarus to help you in any way.
The rich man cried and begged.
Please, please, please help me. Where were you when you could have helped Lazarus? Did you ever think of helping him when he sat outside your house every day, waiting for you to give him some food? And now, after death, Lazarus deserves all the comfort and love he was ignored of in his life.
The rich man thought over all the things Abraham told him. So, he went back to Abraham and said,
Please, can you send back Lazarus to my 5 brothers so that I can go warn them to change their lives?
Abraham was happy that the rich man was finally being unselfish and thinking about others over himself. But he also knew that sending back Lazarus would not help his brothers in any way. So he said to the rich man,
You think your brothers would believe Lazarus, even if you went back from the dead and told them? They are not willing to listen to Moses and the prophets. So why do you think they would listen to a simple man like Lazarus?
The rich man understood what Abraham was trying to say. He had no way of redeeming himself or help his brothers who were living a selfish life, just as he had.
So what did Jesus try to tell through the story, Holly?
Freckles, you tell me.
Jesus was trying, I know. Jesus was trying to show people that like the rich man's brothers, even the people would mock God's messenger, Jesus himself. And even if he died and returned, they would still not believe Moses and the prophets.
Well done, Tabby. All right then. So I guess all you children have understood the story, and I hope you liked it. So, stay tuned, and we'll be back with more parables. Bye-bye!
Bye-bye!
To watch more videos, please subscribe.
Yes, well, thank you. Let's...
Yeah, Costa. Brilliant. So yes, that's why that parable. Why that parable? And to me, I thought just like screenwriters and people like that, they know that the villain often in their own stories does not see themselves as a villain. So in their own stories, no one is a villain, right? And yeah, I mean that passage—it's one of the scary ones, I think. Yeah, it's one of the scary ones because we could be thought as rich here in the global north. It's a new term I learned that now. It's the global south. All right, we have cars. Homes, heating, flowing water, electricity on demand. It was a shock to our system when we couldn't get fuel for 3 weeks. That was like, what? It's never happened before. Light off. This is an alien concept. Some countries, they don't get light every day, or not 24 hours in a day. In this country, we're pretty rich. So, yeah, what are my thoughts? So, when I look at, I'm African, from the cradle of civilization, right, the heart of And oh, can they not hear me from this bit? Okay, one second. Sorry. Right, so I will stop share. How about that? And go here. Come on. Right, I'm hoping they can hear me now.
Yes.
Yeah, perfect. She can, my steps. I can throw it. Right, excellent. Yeah, so, as I said, I'm from Africa, proud to be African, fantastic. So, but when you look at all the resources that we have in the West, look at your phone, the battery's in there, what's it made of? Yeah, the material that's used to, batteries, we're thinking of going, you know, becoming more renewable. The batteries that are used in many of these things, they are taken from the, rubidium and other things, that 90% of that is found in Africa. And in those places, they don't receive a lot of support from the country, from the where the wealth is taken. But we don't see ourselves as the villains. Shell, other oil companies are available. They, in Nigeria, for example, and other places, taking lots of oil, but left the place in not a great shape. Now they spend a little bit of money on R&D to try and solve these problems and fight possibly a lot more on advertising so that the companies are not seen as bad. But actually, a lot is done. I'm from Ghana. I went to a place called Obuasi. All right, so I was there about 4 years ago, I think it was. And I said, I want to see where this place is. So, you may know the term a guinea, like gold guineas. Lots of Ghana was called the Gold Coast, and all of that was they had the guinea gold. A lot of money that is historical wealth was taken from other places. This is a fact. It's not debatable. But Ghana still has a lot of gold, so I was like, I want to go to the gold mine and have a look. Oh, I might even get a place there, you know, maybe my land might have some gold. I don't know, but I definitely wanted to see it. So I went to the gold mine at Obuasi. I was driving there. Now, Africa has a lot of wealth. There are lots of tourist places like Rwanda and other things. They have lots of amazing things that they've changed the infrastructure. They have their own satellites and there are skyscrapers in Africa and other things. I don't want to give the wrong impression. But in this particular place where I went, I couldn't believe it. A few houses here, the roads were undone. And yet, year after year after year after year, gold was extracted from there, and they were not getting the benefits from that. So how does this happen? Ghana also has oil now, and people make deals, I won't go into all of it, but certain individuals benefit whilst a lot of others don't. Okay, but they don't necessarily see themselves as people in power. And I'm not saying all people in power, so don't get me wrong. Okay, I'm just saying those who exploit the system, okay, don't see themselves in that way. Okay, well, that's interesting. But how does that apply to us? How does that apply to us? Well, I would say two things. I would say one, are we to just be conscious? You know, the scripture says, make it. We need to be good. We need to add self-control and love and faith and hope. But we need to hold out the word of life to people. So we need to continue to do our best to help people around. And what I love about this fellowship is that that's definitely what people do. I've seen the kindness that's been extended to so many people out in the community. We've done things in the past, like, you know, we've done litter picking, but we've helped with the food bags, dormitories, for example. You do many, many things. I'm just, yes. Not to put you on the spot, but when it's Christmas time, they go to old people's homes and they play music to them, a Christmas song, it's all scrummy and everything. It's really encouraging. And also, I say Therese like a political activist in some ways as well. When there's issues around euthanasia and abortion and these different things, she'll let us all know so that we can sign up petitions and things like that. So there's a lot going on. And for that, we're grateful. And there's much more that I don't necessarily, if I haven't spoken about it, it's probably because I don't know all that, everything that we do, because some of the stuff we do is in secret, so that's kind of where we are. Alright. Yes, where was I going to go from there? In essence, I think it's important that we understand that we are rich. We are rich in many ways. We're doubly blessed. Yes, we're doubly blessed. We're blessed because we live here, where we live. And interesting, like Jesus talks about, see if I can find exact scripture, but he says, be careful how you see. Be careful of your perspective. Because if your eyes are full of light, then your whole body is full of light. Let's see if I can describe scripture. But if your eyes are not, then, so it is important to make sure that we see things the way that he sees them, and that we see with good eyes. I think it's pretty much covered. Right, go to my notes now, and just finishing up.
Matthew 6:22.
Thank you. Well done. Yes. Deacon Wayne, Matthew 6.
Let's check.
Go check it. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and Joe. Matthew 6:22. You said it.
Yeah, Matthew 6:22. Do that for us.
6:22. Ah, perfect. Thank you. So it says, the eye is the lamp of the body. Yeah. And it even fits in with the parable we looked at. Even in verse 19, it says, do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. Do not store up for yourselves treasure, but rather store up for yourselves treasure in heaven, where moth and rust do not destroy, where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The eye is the lamp of the body. If your eyes are good, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eyes are bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light within you is darkness, how great is that darkness? No one can serve two masters. You will either serve one, you will hate one and love the other, and will be devoted. That's in his message last week. Devotion, the devotion of the saints. You will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. Not to say you can't have rich Christians. You can have rich Christians, but they are tend to be generous. Okay, but our eyes need to have the right perspective. So make sure that we're looking with the right perspective. See, speaking of perspective, right? Oh, this is the one. Right. I was in an exam room. I'm a teacher. And 11 were doing their mocks this week, so I was there at the front, standing like this, chin. And then I walked down one aisle, one boy was sleeping, so I nudged him, wake up, Right. And then went round and I came back to the front. Okay. But then your reflection, well, I wrote it down. And it says, exam hall, scanning the room. Jesus died for each and every one of us. Those who know it and those who don't. We, those who are easy to love. Right? Easy to love. Okay? And those who are not. He prays, Jesus. He prays for each of us. He hopes. He hopes. Okay. Yeah, he hopes. And yet, we who shine like the stars, okay, that's us, we who shine like the stars as we hold out the hope of glory, his desire is that no one should perish. No one should perish. But that they should find salvation, the salvation of God, which makes us shine like the stars in the sky. Remember, 5th of November. All right, so just like those fireworks are shining up, our lives are like a beacon. In another version of that passage, it says, do not hide your light under a bushel. Why would you do that, Jesus said? Why would you do that? Remove the bushel. Let them see your life, and people will be attracted. Now, people aren't always attracted straight away. They don't want to just come in droves and say, oh, you know. And just fall down and ask for Jesus to be Lord of their life. But all around the world, people are doing that in different times, in different ways, and different seasons. We did, and others will do too. And the Lord gave me an analogy this morning. I was going through the car, I saw my two daughters yesterday. One of them was up in Nottingham yesterday. And she was in the car, and I was going to just getting some stuff out, and lo and behold, what I see in the back seat, which I'll show to you as an illustration, a bank card. What's she going to do? She doesn't have a bank card, so I'm sure she'll figure out, she'll find a way, but that's really significant. And also to me, look, it's not a perfect analogy, but it's an analogy. Alright, if you have a bank card, you can spend it. You can buy this, you can buy this, you can do that. If you don't have a card, you might have the money, but you won't necessarily be able to go and get this and get this and get this. And in some ways, that's what it's like with having a relationship with God. He gives us the opportunity to have, what did he say? He gives us every blessing and every. We can have everything that we need for our souls to be fulfilled in every way. Okay? Well, we can have that spiritual capital or whatever, but we have to go to him first. We need to get our spiritual bank card forgiven. There you go. Alright? What else? Another reflection. If your eyes are good, you'll see. Another reflection, I think I was in the classroom this time. It says, now, all these schools are noisy people, noisy places. Kids going all over the place, girls screaming. Sorry, apologies. They do. Girls love to scream. They love it. Just like, why? And the playground, they just scream, just because they can. Anyway, this second, it was just quiet. Now, all is quiet. There are those who still struggle to do. There are those who still struggle to do the right thing, and yet they too have an opportunity to get it right. Remember who your faith is in. There you go. There you go. Sometimes we make the mistake of putting our faith in people, in institutions. Politicians, anyway. But remember who your faith is in. Jesus said, put your faith in God. So remember who your faith is in. It is not in an individual or indeed a church or any one man other than Jesus. Your faith is to be in God. Jesus is the one who says to the storm. And we each have our own storms, and maybe as a fellowship of a bit of storm at times, just waiting for things to calm down and finish the building. It will happen in time. Our faith is in God. But Jesus is the one who says to the storm, hush! And to the wind and the waves, lay down like a poppy. Jesus has the authority to do that. Put your faith in him. Accept the rhythms of grace. The more you surrender to the unforced rhythms, the more we see his hand at work. So, have the unction to invite in. Let's be rich, the rich man poor man. Let's be rich in God, but poor in spirit. Okay, now Simon said, don't try and do too much. So I'm going to leave it there. Simon's my wife. I'm going to leave it there. I'll leave it there. Just a short break. Heavenly Father, thank you for your kindness and your grace. Thank you that you give us your word, and your word cleanses us, helps us to see more clearly, helps us to be who you would have us be. Lord, we thank you that you are in our midst. We thank you that a week ahead you will be with us. You will guide us, sustain us, support us, and give us the strength when we need the strength. Give us the joy when we need the joy. Father, you are our joy and our very, very present help. We love you and honor you. Thank you for this time. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Thank you.